Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. It is Monday, October the 23rd, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour, 38 degrees and sunny skies in the Marion area. First frost of autumn. Mark it down, 10-23-23. Now, does that mean when we get the warmer temperatures later on this week that it will be Indian summer or Indigenous people summer? I don't know. You'd have to let me know. 740-751-4038. I don't know. Sarah called in earlier and told us that Indian summer means that the temperature warms up after we have our first frost. So, since we had our first frost this morning, does that mean when the temperatures get warmer later this week that that is Indian summer? Let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Also, other topics we covered this morning, the Miranda McGinnis interview from last Thursday, the pumpkin pizza coming up this Friday with other things, a small candy pizza and some other kind of surprise this Friday. Don't miss that. Let's see here. The pizza incident I had this past weekend, where they gave me a free pizza and crazy bread. I'm not even sure why. They just gave it to me. How nice of them. Fruitcakes are on sale, and people are buying them like crazy. And I have not gotten my gift yet from the catalog for 10 years of service at another job that I do. So I guess that's where we are at this point. If anybody has anything to say about any of these things or anything else, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Now, I should mention Kids Night Out coming to the Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. Join them for some free activities and treats. Stations will be set up around the store for kids to enjoy. Treats are subject to change depending on the number of kids that they have. Kids Night Out, Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. Dinner with the President, Saturday, November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo, Ohio. Event pricing, $40 for VIP seating, $35 for general seating. Speaking Presidents, James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester Arthur, Theodore Roosevelt. Non-speaking Presidents, George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, U.S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Warren Harding, and Harry Truman. First ladies that will be there will be Nellie Taft and Mamie Eisenhower. The master of ceremonies on this particular night will be Colonel Edmund W. Starling, White House Secret Service Agent, 1914 to 1943. And Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States. Now, you were supposed to have gotten your tickets by last Thursday, October the 18th. But if you have a question to see if they have any tickets still available, call the Historical Society, 740-387-4255. All right. Anything on anybody's mind here this morning, 740-751-4038. A cold, cold morning here this morning. Now, I do have a family feud question, 22 minutes past the hour here, that we started last week that we did not finish. So I'm going to bring this up again because honestly, I don't think we got very many answers in regard to this because I think we were going off the air as we started this. So here we go. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. There are five big answers. 740-751-4038. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there? Five answers. And I think we only got one, maybe two of these last week. But I'm going to put them back in play this morning because I don't remember the two that we got. I think I remember the one that we got. But we'll put them back in play so everybody can play along again this morning. 23 minutes past the hour here. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any guesses this morning on this October 23rd, 2023, first frost of the season? All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Work.
Work, number three on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Work comes in at number three on the list here today. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Work, number three on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Hospital.
Hospital. Let's see here. No hospital on the list.
Oh.
No hospital on the list here today. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Work, number three on the list. Still four other answers to go here. 1, 2, 5, and 6. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's go with cemetery.
Cemetery, number four on the list. You got it. Cemetery comes in at number four on the list here today. Yeah, probably not a place you want to go. Well, people who don't want to be there, I guess, is the way the question's worded. Yeah, they probably don't want to be in the cemetery, but what can you do? Name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. Work number three, cemetery number four. Still three to go. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say church.
Church is number five on the list. How about that? Church ends up being number five on the list here today. Name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. Go ahead, caller.
How about prison?
Prison, number one on the list. You got it.
Hey, Scott, on YouTube, I'm seeing where Marie Osmond passed away. Do you know that's true?
Well, let me take a look. I did not hear anything about that this morning.
Well, but I don't think it's been real recent, a few months back, I think, but they're saying.
Let's see here. I don't think that she's passed away. Must just be one of those fake things.
Well, it's hard to say when you see stuff on the internet, whether it's true or not.
Well, it is. Did you get a chance to watch last week's episode of our program?
Which one?
The one where somebody ate the Twinkie and drank the soda?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that one went up last. Did you see any of the episodes with Weasel Boy?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you saying it should be on YouTube?
Yep, they should be. Both of those went up last Friday, I think it was.
I'll have to check it.
Yeah, those are pretty interesting on the whole.
I listened to you last Friday, but in and out, I mean, that was really boring me, but.
So we didn't hit a home run. Now, was this Friday night or Friday morning?
Friday night, yeah.
Well, you know, we took another route on Friday night and tried to find a Speaker of the House. I don't know if we did it, but what can you do?
It just ain't the same without Carrington.
Oh, Miss Carrington.
Yeah, she really makes that show.
Well, I like Carrington, too. Yeah, well, she was at a wedding last Friday, but she'll be back around.
Maybe you can get the wedding bug off of her.
I don't think she was at her own wedding. I don't.
Flowers or whatever they throw.
Yeah, what do they throw now? What is that they throw that somebody, is it the bouquet?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's right. They throw the bouquet and that's who's supposed to be.
I turn my back and hold my hands down.
Well, I know they used to throw rice at weddings, but they don't do that anymore because of birds, I guess.
Yeah, I remember that years ago, but they don't do that no more.
No, I heard that was because of birds, that if the birds eat them, it expands in their stomach and can cause all kinds of problems.
And kill them? Huh.
Yeah, kind of an awful thing. But
No, she'll be back, and we'll have more fun with her. She was at a wedding last week. Nothing we could do about that, but she's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she is on YouTube. She was part of those episodes.
If you Google it and see if she died or whatever, if you know, just let me know. I'll be listening.
Well, I Googled. It says that Marie Osmond's still alive.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Somebody's not in the cemetery this morning.
Yeah, I see where, death, the older you get, the more people, die, I tell you.
They put it out there, that's for sure. Hey, thanks.
Yep.
All right, name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. Jail's number one, works number three, cemetery number four, church number five. We still have number two on the list. 740-751. Whoop, we lost that one. 740-751-4038. Jail, work, cemetery, and church.
Go ahead, caller.
Jail was one of the answers the last time. I don't know if it's the same as prison, but jail was the answer.
Yeah, jail's number one.
Okay.
Jail number one on the list. 36 people said jail. 10 people said work, 8 people said a cemetery, 8 people said a church. What's number 2 on the list?
Go ahead, caller.
Nursing home.
No nursing home on the list.
No nursing home on the list here today. Name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. Jail's number 1, work number 3, cemetery number 4, church number 5. Still have number 2 on the list. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say school.
School's not on the list.
No school on the list here today. Name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. Jail number 1, work number 3, cemetery number 4, church number 5.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars. You had this one a few weeks ago. I think I guessed IRS office, and I think it was wrong before. It's probably wrong again.
No IRS office on the list.
And somebody said hospital, right?
I don't remember. No hospital on the list.
Okay. I wouldn't want to be in the hospital. Maybe I need to go to the mental hospital. That might be a good thing.
Some people like to rest, I think.
Yeah, normal people are boring, so why would I even mind going there?
It could be relaxing.
Yeah, I did do a search for that, Scott. There is a YouTube video about Say Goodbye to Marie Osmond. I don't know why it says that. She's actually going on tour starting in early December in Utah. Closest she'll be will be Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or Hagerstown, Maryland. So maybe you could interview her also. I mean, you did have Debbie Boone on, and she had a one-hit wonder song that was number one for like 50 weeks, and Marie Osmond's kind of a mainstay.
Isn't it awful they're always trying to kill people on YouTube?
Yeah, I don't quite understand why. She's going on tour all over the country in Utah, Rhode Island, Florida, pretty much every corner of the country, except I don't see California here. So I don't know what that's about. I mean, I love Marie Osmond. She's beautiful. She has a wholesome image. She's funny, good singer. I mean, country rock. Wasn't very nice to say goodbye to Marie Osmond. She's going to be around, I think, again, along with her brother, Donnie. I think we need more of that. Multi-talented people with a good, clean image.
Now, what's your feeling on the Friday night show? Do you think Carrington's making that show, according to Lee?
Honestly, I really don't listen much.
Oh, you're missing out.
Yeah, that's how it goes, I guess.
So how do you spend your Friday nights, Adam?
That's a good question. Remember in Columbus, I think it was Steve Cannon. Yeah, I remember he had that show, Desperate and Dateless.
Uh-huh.
You know, go back that far. That kind of describes my life.
So you just go to bed early on Friday nights?
I'm dateless, unless I'm eating dates, but not dates like with another human.
Oh, okay.
I'll decline comment on the Friday evening program, but...
Different strokes for different folks.
I mean, often I go to the gym. That's kind of a given with me.
Now, didn't you call into that program a couple weeks ago?
I think so, yes. Probably at the gym with the headset where I never can really hear anybody except you. And even you are kind of faint. And any other time you're allowed. It's not a question of my hearing. It might just be the phone. But for some reason with that headset, the volume's always really faint. Any other time, even in the car, it's loud and clear. I mean, right now, you're booming.
Well, it's strange because the other callers hear us on Friday night, so I'm not sure what the issue is.
Could be all those barbells in the background.
Could be.
Maybe some heavy background noise. So hospital wasn't on the list.
Nope. No hospital on the list.
That's an intriguing answer. And IRS office, I guess that wouldn't be there.
No IRS.
Okay, I don't quite know. I mean, I'm sure nobody would have said in the radio studio with Scott because everybody wants to be on your show.
You know what?
That certainly wouldn't be there, having two former governors stop by.
You know, they're still lining up to be on the show. You know, we're going to have somebody on to talk about this River Valley levy. People just lining up.
Yeah, so that would be like an opposite answer.
I have a question for you. I have a question.
Yeah, you can ask me anything you want.
Well, no, this is it. Because you
tell you is MYOB, but I might give you an answer. It might be a surprise, and it's probably going to be humorous, knowing me.
Well, this is just a point fact for people who are out there listening. You run down the city council agenda for people to know, which is going to be tonight at 6:30.
The news department certainly does put that on the list.
Okay, so the point is with what went on last week with the mayor calling for the resignation of Miranda and Miranda coming on the show and saying she's not going to resign and all the issues going on with the state, looking at the city council agenda for tonight, what do you think is going to happen tonight?
There's always a surprise. There's often a special guest and some controversy. The stuff with Sue was kind of fascinating from earlier. I guess that's kind of ebbed. And being so close to election, who knows? The agenda didn't seem overly different, and that's often the way it is. It starts out, or it seems like it's going to be fairly mild, and then something, I guess, out of lack of a better term, you know what, hits the fan.
But didn't I hear?
Maybe not. I mean, people certainly are on edge about the election. It's coming up, and we have a new mayor going to elect. We have two big statewide issues, and we have city council people. Who knows? Maybe it'll just be kind of calm, or maybe, again, something will hit the fan.
But isn't there somebody supposed to speak tonight, a CPA or something of that nature?
I'll have to look at that. I didn't see that, but I'll have to look at it, because I might have mentioned it.
See if there's anything on there in regard to the auditor's office, and let us know.
Well, let's see. Let's use this nice gigabit internet connection and see what we have here. Speaker presentation. Yes, Greg Blake, CPA, CFE, CBA. The guy's got more letters after his name than I do. Managing Director, Veritas Solutions Group, Limited Liability Company. Yes, so Greg Blake, he's a CPA, so I would imagine it relates to the auditor situation or something with something in the fiscal end.
Well, it should be interesting. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I'm impressed by all the letters the guy has after his name.
Well, I guess we'll see what this presentation's all about.
I'm not even quite sure what... I know what an MBA is. I'm not sure what a CBA is. Or I'm not even quite sure what a CFE is. So, yeah. Three letters after his name, so I'm sure Greg Blade is quite the expert. And that should be a good presentation. Maybe you should have him on.
Well, I'm interested to know what's going on down there in general. So maybe we'll find out tonight.
I guess the challenge might be next meeting. Should I use the same kind of slightly humorous presentation that was used for the sports report? That would be a little trickier.
Yeah, I think it would for city council meetings.
Yeah, I mean, I know I've nagged you about this, but did you enjoy the creative approach to the high school football scoreboard?
Well, yeah, I think you should have fun with high school football. I think that's, you know, that's something you can have fun with, sports.
How many of our listeners do you think, again, I know I asked you this online, but while I got you on the phone, how many of our listeners do you think will understand the little pun for the Lima Perry score?
Well, I think a lot of them. I think we have smart listeners.
Okay, I just didn't know. See, what's kind of intriguing is it's often pronounced Lima, like in Peru, but it's Lima.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, well, you've been there. That's what I always say. You've been to Lima.
There you go.
That's what I always have to say about that. Okay, well, that's the end of this call, I guess. I'm sorry my answers aren't there, but I'm sure one of our cerebral listeners will have a proper response, and we can get on to the next question in this exciting broadcasting hour.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. Number one was jail. 36 people said jail. Number 3 was work. That's 10 people. Cemetery number 4, 8 people. Church number 5, 8 people. Number 2 answer still on the list. Who's got it? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try airport.
No airport on the list.
No airport on the list here today. Name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. This is where we are.
Go ahead, caller.
And court?
Not court.
No court on the list here today. Name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. Jail number 1, work number 3, cemetery number 4, church number 5. Still another answer out there.
Go ahead, caller.
Court.
No court on the list. How are things coming for Friday?
Oh, they're rolling along just fine.
So let me get this right. We have a pumpkin pizza, a candy pizza, and then some other kind of surprise.
A kitty pizza.
Oh, did I say candy? Maybe Butterfingers are on my mind.
Well, maybe I'll put a Butterfinger in there.
Well, why not? I don't think it could hurt. Couldn't. So we have
a non-edible surprise.
A non-edible surprise. Now, are you going to give us a hint?
Well, I think I did. It has to do with your big feet.
Big feet. Now, that's interesting. Have we talked about? I'm excited.
You know, it's just like your hint. It's got to be, way out on left field.
Are you saying my hints aren't on the money?
Well, some of them, you know, it could be real head scratchers.
Well, how do you feel about tonight's city council with everything that went down last week and apparently a CPA coming in tonight?
Well, hopefully it'll be informative and they'll make some progress on the. Straightening the whole issue out there. I mean, she's got a tough road to haul, but she needed to bring in professional experience there.
Well, maybe tonight will be interesting. I don't know. It's going to be fascinating, in my opinion, because I don't know that these people have really seen a whole lot of each other since last Thursday when it all hit the fan. Yep. We'll see.
The right way to pray that.
It all hit the fan. Hey, thanks.
I'm surprised, though, that since they definitely had, issue where, the previous auditor has now definitely cost them some money in the way of fines, that nobody's gone after his bond for those fines.
Well, I don't know what's going on there. I think city council has to go after the bond, and there's also another question.
And I think that's irresponsible of them not to do so.
Well, you know, it's fascinating, because now Miranda says she's not going to resign, but I think there is a mechanism to remove her if city council wanted to do so. But
I'm sure there is.
I don't know that they plan on doing that. See, I don't know how this will all... I don't know. I don't know if this will end up in other discussion tonight at city council. I can't imagine, after everything that went down last week with the fine and the resignation request on the table, that nobody's going to talk about this tonight at city council.
Well, with hard dollar fines being based on Landon's tenure, it would be irresponsible not to go after his bonds. I mean, they can't say that he didn't cost the city any money at this point. And if they're looking for a way to make the city whole, they need to go after him.
Well, now, didn't they at one point go after his bond?
I think they said that they weren't going to because he hadn't cost the city anything. I think they discussed it, but turned down the idea.
And
I think things are changing now.
Well, what do you remember what his bond was? I thought it was pretty significant.
I don't recall, no. I'm not that deep into the details.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to figure out as time goes on here, that's for sure.
All right,
thanks.
All right, name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. Jail number 1, work number 3, cemetery number 4, and church number 5. 36 people said jail, 10 people said work, 8 people said cemetery, 8 people said church. Still got number 2.
Go ahead, caller.
A train station?
No train station.
No train station on the list here today. Let's see if this is somebody with the correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a party.
No party on the list.
No party on the list here today. Name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. All right, maybe this person's got the correct answer.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a beach, like a nudist beach.
No beach or no nudist beach.
No beach or nudist beach on the list. Name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. Jail was one. 36 people said jail. Number two, the answer's number two on the list here today.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a funeral?
No funeral on the list.
You know, Scott, I don't think anybody was going to perform well in that auditor's office after Robert Landon. I mean, you know, I think she's done the best she could, but even the state people was coming down and going through the books and said that they wasn't ever going to get it.
Well, what do you make tonight of the presentation by this CPA to city council?
Interesting to hear it, but we won't hear it.
Well, I just wonder, after all of the things that went down late last week, you know, the mayor and two city council members asking for her resignation on Thursday, I mean, I assume they're all going to be in the same room tonight, maybe for the first time since that all went down. You think nobody's going to bring that up?
Well, I think it probably will be brought up, but if we get rid of her, what's the chance of getting somebody else? I mean, it's so screwed up there that...
You know, I don't know. I just think even if they have seen each other separately, you're going to have the two city council members who called for a resignation. You're going to have the head of the finance committee, Schauber. You're going to have the mayor who called for her resignation. You're going to have everybody there who... You know, basically the city's getting fined nearly $200,000. You're going to have the auditor who said she's not resigning. And you're going to have a CPA there giving a presentation on this whole system. I just think tonight, I don't know.
You're going to the meeting?
Well, it's a good possibility.
I'd like to, you know, if you win, you can inform us on what happened.
Well, I'm thinking, because that's what I want to do. I want to be informative to the people who listen. So I'm thinking about it. If I can get over there quick enough, I'm thinking about going there tonight.
Okay, maybe we'll hear something tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it might be worthwhile tonight to go over. And the mayor's scheduled to be on for his monthly appearance tomorrow.
Well, we're going to ask him more about that tomorrow, too.
Yeah, well, it'd be good to see him tonight to kind of get maybe a little preview of what we're going to get tomorrow morning. But I would also like to see what Miranda has to say tonight. I would also like to see what the two city council members have to say who called for a resignation, head of the finance committee. You know, I'd like to hear what a lot of people have to say.
Well, one way or another, I just hope they get that office figured out one of these days.
Let's hope. Thanks.
Yep.
All right, 740-751-4038. If you want to comment on anything, feel free to do that as well, too. We always like the comments. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail number one, work number three, cemetery number four, church number five. Would you like me to go to city council tonight and document this particular meeting? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a wedding.
Not a wedding. Now, that'd be scary to me. That'd be number one on the list.
No.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail number one, 36 people said jail. Work number three, 10 people said work. Cemetery number four, 8 people said cemetery. Church number five, 8 people said church. One answer left to go, 47 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Hell.
You know, that's it. Number two on the list. How about that?
Okay.
Of all places. Apparently, it's filled with people.
Or the city council meeting.
For somebody who's followed it, what do you think might happen tonight?
I don't know. I hope that they can get something resolved.
And that guy that called made a good point about going after that bond. I didn't even know that that existed. I mean, so how I can't understand how he can get away scot-free.
Well, that's a good
question. How there's no consequences for him.
Well, it's a good question, and certainly the mayor will be on tomorrow, so I'd like to talk to him. But I just think, can you imagine with the mayor, the two city council members who called for her resignation, the auditor, and a CPA giving a presentation tonight, and this fine, which has only been known for about a week now, can you imagine that nothing's going to be said tonight, that they're just going to have a normal meeting and go about their business?
No, I do not think it'll be a normal meeting.
I wish
I could be there. I won't be able to, and I won't be able to listen in the morning either. I have an appointment to go to.
Well, if I get there, you know, I'll try to report back, and of course it'll be in the archives if you'd like to listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Name a place. Well, we did it. Name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. Jail was number one. Hell, number two. That's interesting. Work, number three. Cemetery, number four. Church, number five. Okay, we've got 12 minutes here. Well, this is. We might get this one in 12 minutes. There's only five answers, and they're not too difficult. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Five big answers here. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Five big answers here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say floors or carpet.
Carpet, number three on the list.
Carpets, number three on the list. You know, I had somebody clean my carpet once, and that was a nice time. Carpet, number three on the list. Absolutely. Getting ready for the holidays, you know. You got to get things ready.
Go ahead, caller.
The bathroom.
Bathroom, number one on the list. You got it.
Bathroom comes in at number one on the list here today. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Bathroom and the carpet are on the list here.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears. How about this one? Labor Day. It's a prelude to my answer, too. Labor Day socializer with the dollar bill signers. So I recall when myself and aforementioned female celebrity were at your locale for Labor Day festivities. You certainly cleaned the kitchen so you could properly store your mama, a.k.a. Joan's, delicious macaroni salad. So I would say the kitchen.
You know, the kitchen is number two on the list.
You like the way I made an introduction to the answer?
That macaroni salad really resonated with you, didn't it?
Yeah, Joan, she owned the title of best macaroni salad maker in Marion.
Well,
marvelous macaroni salad maker of Marion, Mama Joan. Marvelous macaroni salad maker in Marion, technically Marion County. And my lips are still watering, or mouth is still thinking of the enjoyment I had.
Well, maybe if there's
that delicacy.
Maybe if there's any leftover at Thanksgiving, I'll save you a bowl.
Okay, I'm not invited for Thanksgiving.
Well, I don't really handle the Thanksgiving part of it.
Oh, okay. I mean, if you want to invite a turkey, I mean, whom else is there to think of other than yours truly?
Well, Thanksgiving's not really. I run the summer cookouts, but I really don't run the Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Just checking. So
yeah,
But I'm glad you enjoyed my prelude to the answer.
All right, thanks,
and
Adam.
I'm kind of surprised kitchen is number two, but we're cooking, I guess.
Well, you want to clean the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, if it's not like a event with food, where people actually go into the kitchen. But I'm glad it was number. I didn't think it'd be that high up, but okie dokie.
We'll
see you later.
All right. Bye bye.
All right. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Bathroom, kitchen, and the carpet. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I think you had this one before, but I'm going to say douches. I don't think it was there the other time either.
No, no dishes on the list. Hey, what do you think? You think City Council is going to be an interesting event tonight?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, if I can get up there, I'll try to get up there and do some reporting on it. I don't know. I just have a feeling could be an interesting night.
Well, I know they had two different companies come in. I don't know how much they paid them to help, and apparently it's not helping, so they need to either, you know, get somebody else or somebody in there to help or something.
Wouldn't you think, though, that with somebody giving a presentation, that with the auditor there, who's been called on to resign in the last 7 days, the mayor who did it, two city council people who did it, the head of the finance committee, a $200,000 fine being levied in the last week. I just think with all those people in the same room for the first time since that's all happened, I would find it hard to believe it wouldn't be talked about.
Well, didn't they say the problem went back till 2008 or 9? Landon wasn't in then.
2020 is when the where the fine came from.
Oh, but I thought they said they had problems before, because I know the current auditor, talks about the judges. They weren't getting their stuff on time. She was several weeks late.
Oh, that was the clerk. The clerk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, phone lines are open here. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. We've got the bathroom, the kitchen, the carpet, and two others left here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over.
Go ahead, caller.
How about clean windows?
No windows on the list.
No windows on the list here today. Two answers left to go in about 6 minutes in this particular broadcast.
Go ahead, caller.
How about yourself or your kids?
Yourself, number five on the list, absolutely.
Want to make sure to clean yourself up. That's kind of important. But Matt and Carrington, apparently only three times a week, so hopefully before company comes over, they clean up a little bit.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I know somebody said the kitchen, but are we doing, like, specific items in the kitchen? Like, the first thing I think of is the refrigerator.
No refrigerator on the list.
Oh, let me do another one.
Go ahead.
Yourself, like you take a shower?
Yourself is number five.
Unless you're Carrington or Matt.
Well, that's right. Only three times a week.
Stop fired!
I know. Hey, before we let you, just yes or no, you think it's going to be an interesting city council meeting tonight?
I'm a nonconformist, and my answer is this. Duh.
Yeah, so you think it's going to break loose tonight?
Duh.
Well, we'll see.
Are you going to be there? Don't let us down. We're counting on you.
Well, I just might, I think I might have to head up there tonight.
We're going to get you a stick so you can stir the pot.
What? I never do that.
Oh, no. Who? Me? Never. Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye.
All right. Phone lines are open. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Bathroom, kitchen, carpet, yourself. One answer left. Number four on the list with 4 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello?
Well, apparently they didn't want to be on the air. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Bathroom, kitchen, carpet, and yourself. One answer left to go. 3 minutes left to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say the bedrooms.
Not the bedrooms.
No bedrooms on the list here today. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Bathroom, kitchen, carpet, yourself. One answer left. Under 3 minutes left to go here. Who's going to slip in with the right answer? We're almost at the 2 minute warning. 740-751-4038. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. And we are now at the 2 minute warning. All right. Maybe this is the right answer. Let's find out.
Go ahead, caller.
What about the refrigerator?
Not the refrigerator.
No refrigerator on the list here today. All right. Still one answer. Under 2 minutes. Are we going to get there? It's like New Year's Eve here today. Maybe.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say ashtrays in case somebody smokes.
No ashtrays, but Adam will be happy you gave that answer.
Oh.
No ashtrays on the list here today. One answer left. We're heading into the final stretch here. 90 seconds left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
You clean the kids.
No kids on the list.
No kids on the list here today as we're trekking down the path here to about 1 minute. Name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Go ahead, caller.
Windows.
Not the windows.
We're down to 1 minute left here in the broadcast today. 1 minute left to go. No windows on the list. Oh, man. Here we go.
Go ahead, caller.
How about the tables or the living room?
The living room. Yes, living room number 4 on the list. So name something specific you make sure to clean before company comes over. Bathroom, kitchen, carpet, living room, and yourself. Hey, 30 seconds left to go. If I head up there tonight, what's your prediction on what I'll be bringing back tomorrow?
Random McGinnis.
You think it's going to be an argument, or do you think it'll be a civil discussion?
Oh, I think it'll be a civil discussion. I just hope she has some answers for him.
Well, she gave...
They said they didn't like about her, she couldn't answer no questions, so... Whatever happens up there, I hope she can get some answers.
And we're headed for the dugout.
You're listening
to everybody tomorrow.
Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity. If we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you, yeah, all you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell with it.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.